Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey everyone, Apostle Diane Nutt here. I'm so glad that you have joined me today. And I always like to say this, to rejoice in the Lord always. And this is the day that God has made, and that's what we're going to do, is rejoice in it. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second, but this is not a very long program today. It's a 45-minute program, and so I just want to go ahead and just say thank you for tuning in. I still stand amazed and in awe of how God keeps adding to those of you that are listening, those of you who are in other nations. I just want to welcome you and just tell you what an honor and privilege it is of mine to be able to come to you via Blog Talk Radio. And again, just welcome the nation of Argentina. I know God is moving there. I know y'all are suffering. A lot of people have been diagnosed with the coronavirus, with the COVID-19. And I just want to encourage y'all that God has not forgotten about you and that He is moving and things are going to start changing rapidly. I just really believe that. And so we'll be praying for everyone at the end of the program today that is struggling with the coronavirus. I know have some friends personally who are both in the hospital right now struggling with, with what's going on. And so I just want you to be encouraged and just know that once again, that it doesn't matter whatever darkness might come and whatever darkness may manifest and whatever pain you may go through, it's never going to be greater than who God is. And it's never going to be greater than, it's never going to be greater than what God has promised you. And, what He is for you, what He has promised for you, it's just that the devil, what he has purposed is never going to be greater. And we just have to remember that. Yes, there's darkness that's covering the earth and gross darkness is covering people everywhere. That's what the Word of God says. But also, the Word of God talks about the glory of God. And when the glory of God shows up, the glory of God is going to, it's actually the glory of God is going to outshine, or it is going to outdo, if you will, the darkness that has come. And so, it's kind of getting rhetorical to continually hear about, we know that during this time that there's just so much uncertainties. It's like, yes, we know all of that and we've heard all of that. But what we need to do is to reshift our focus onto what is God doing? What is He doing right now in the midst of what we're going through? Because His plans and His purpose for you and I is always to to give us a future, to give us an expected end. And you know what? You have to remember, God's anointed you to be in the earth for such a time as this. We're alive right now, and we are. If you're listening, you're alive. He has made a way through this time in which fear has tried to overtake the body of Christ. Fear has tried to overtake those in the world. He has made a way to get through it. He has made a way for us to be successful, to prosper. Remember, we're not on the timetable of this world. We're on the timetable of the Word of God, what the Word of God has said. We're on the timetable of God's plan and His purpose, the blueprint that He has already made for our lives. And regardless of what's going on, you know, you can't give up. Please don't give up. I know there's so many. I know because I've been counseling some people here recently, but I know that there's so many people that are so disappointed, so depressed, so much out of their comfort zone. And I want to say, welcome to my world, living out of your comfort zone, because God never formed or developed or made a prophetic company of people in the comfort zone. He always takes us out of our comfort zone. And for so long, it's, you know, there's been a cry in our hearts, God, change me. God, I want more of you. God, please open up the portals of heaven to me. God, I want to see into the realm of the supernatural. Well, you know what? Now's your opportunity. It's like now we have the opportunity to, what have you been learning the last several decades? What has been imparted to you? Now it's time to practice what you've been taught all these years. Did you hear that? Because you know what? You were created to be in the world at this time, during this chaos that is going on. God wants us to have a kairos moment in a chaos time. Hallelujah. That's powerful right there. I just from the Holy Ghost. And so, that, okay, He really does want us to. And so we just have to be encouraged that, you know what, it is time for us to really begin to celebrate. And the only way I know to say it is just to celebrate this Kairos time right now. There's no other way to say it. It is a Kairos moment. And we are in a chaotic time. But because we were made for this, this is our time. You and I were made for this moment. I just cannot stress to you enough that you have to quit listening to what the world is saying, what the news media is saying, and listen to what God is saying. So what is that going to do? That's going to require you to get into the Word. That's going to require you to, you know, to really trust in God and to really depend upon Him. And I just cannot. We were born. The time is now. Your Kairos moment is right now. So you know what? So take advantage of it and let God do whatever He wants to do, because it is going to be good. And we're going to go into the Word of God because the Word of God is very life. It's our very spirit. And I know sometimes that people may think that I just say that so much. And the reason why I do is because it is so true. And so you are more, let me see, how can I say it? You are more than what you know you are. I'll just say it like that. You have the power, think about this, y'all. You have the power of the Holy Ghost in you, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives and dwells in you. That is just powerful. And so, you know, the thing is that I can't make anyone believe that for themselves. I can't make anyone believe that. I wish there was some magical thing. I wish there was something that I could do to really impart this into you, that we cannot look at the time that we are in. We cannot look at the moment that we are faced with right now. I mean, we have to accept where we're at. But you don't accept what all's going on in the world to be the truth, because the truth is what God says. It's like, yes, it's a reality. I've shared this past week. It's, you know, there's two realities, and the two realities is what we're going through and what God says. But only one of those realities is the truth, and that is what God says. And so I just want to encourage you today, and, you know, I want to pray for you. I want to, again, to just really encourage you to keep moving forward right now. And again, I've just talked to so many people that are struggling so bad. I want you to be encouraged. You know, I want you to know that the best days of your life are not behind you. The best days of your life are in front of you. Come on, y'all, that's a good word. They're in front of you. And so we read throughout the Word that God says to do not fear. He says, but be of good courage. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of His might. Oh my goodness. That is a powerful word. And you know, if we ever as the body of Christ need it to be encouraged, guess what? It is right now. It is right now. We need to be encouraged more than ever. And so I want you to be encouraged today. But I want to read to you out of the book of Habakkuk. We tend to forget how powerful this little book is that only has three chapters. Let me make sure I'm telling you the right thing. Yes, three chapters. It's so powerful. And it's what the Lord began to minister to me. I'm so sorry, I said Haggai. And it's Habakkuk, Jeremiah, and then Haggai. And so I want to encourage you with what the Word of God says. And so when we go into chapter 1, it says, in the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, These people say, The time is not come, the time's house should be built. And then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, It is the time for you, O you, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste. Now therefore, saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, and you bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but none are warm. And he that earns wages to put into a bag with holes. And then it says, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, again, listen to this, consider your ways. So now this is twice that we hear within just a few short verses, within three or four verses, that the Lord of hosts is saying, consider your ways. To consider your ways right now. What are you doing? Consider your ways. And then it goes on to say, the Lord said, Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. We've got to keep building the house of the Lord. We've got to keep on taking care of us as the house of the Lord. Do you understand? We've got to keep tending to the things that we need to tend to so that we can keep being the house of the Lord, so that we can keep being the Lord. Okay, it says, You looked for little, or you looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you bought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is in waste, and you run every man into his own home. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And it says, And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. So many are walking in famine right now and have in days and months and decades because they forget God and his house. That's what this word is saying. And then it says, And then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, there's a remnant. There is a remnant of people that are rising up right now. The remnant is really coming forth and rising up right now. And it says, The high priest with all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. So there was a reverence for the Lord that was manifested during this time. Many were walking in famine. And then it says, and then it goes on to say, then the Lord, or excuse me, then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. God is with us right now. You know, some of you I know, your business isn't doing like what it used to do. Some of you are on furlough. You still have a job. You just don't know when you're going to be able to go back and work at that job and get paid. Some of you've got a decrease in your pay. You still have your job, but you got a decrease. Everyone in the company got a decrease. or maybe you just lost your job totally because your employer could not continue to salary for you. Whatever scenario it is and whatever case it is, I want to encourage you that, you know what, God has made the way. I want to encourage you that He is so faithful, and He has blessed you even in the midst of what seems like chaos, even in the midst of what seems like is such a challenge, such a hard and difficult time. God is faithful. And, you know, God, when He advances you, He always does more. It's like there's always more. It seems like a very lean moment and a moment of decrease and a very lean time, but He always increases you. And so there is a increase. And then He says, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. So what God is going to do is He is going to stir up the spirit, His spirit that is in you. Cry out, God, stir up your spirit. Stir up your spirit in me. Stir up your spirit in us, your people. Do you see? He's going to do it. He is going to stir up your spirit. We just want to come into agreement with what God is saying right now, because He's the one that is speaking it. And this is prophetic. This is prophecy coming to pass. And so He stirred up the spirit once again in Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and the governor, in the spirit of Joshua, who is the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. So, governors, God is about to stir up the spirit, His spirit, in governors, in those who are in places of leadership in our nation. And all of the remnant of the people to do the work in the house of the Lord. We've got to continue to do the work of the Lord. And then look what it says. In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, that was yesterday. The 21st day of the seventh month was actually just yesterday. Come on, y'all. Come on, somebody. And He says, speak now to Zerubbabel and the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of this people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes and compares nothing? That's a pretty strong word right there. He's addressing the people. He says, who of you, you're still here. You know, you're still fighting the good fight of faith. You saw the glory in the the first house. He said, and now you're here. And let me read it. I want to read this. It says, who is left among you who saw the house? I'm reading this out of Amplified. And how do you see it now? Is it not this in your sight is nothing in comparison to that? Yet now, so in verse 4, it says, yet now, in King James, it says, "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts." So in the Amplified, it says, "Yet now be strong, alert, and courageous." Be strong and alert and courageous, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the high priest, and be strong, alert, and courageous, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. So he's saying, I want you to work. I don't want you sitting there reading everything on Facebook, everything on Instagram, everything on social media. I don't want you sitting there and reading on this. I want you to work. Because he says, "For I am with you, says the Lord of hosts." Don't want you sitting there watching everything on TV. I don't want you sitting there gaining 10 pounds every month. Come on, somebody. I'm just being real. This is not a time to sit. It's a time to say, "Lord, here I am. Use me. Lord, here I am, your servant. I'm listening." He says, "I'm going to stir up," God says, "I'm going to stir up my spirit in you," because this isn't a time to sit. It is the time to get up and to work and to build the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rabba shete le mokundo rabba kasete liasa. And then he says, "According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit reigns among you, remaineth among you." He says, "Fear ye not, for thus the Lord of hosts, yet once is a little while, and I shall shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. In this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." Wow. And I'm just getting emotional now because I can feel power of God. I can feel his glory right now. And I know that he is moving. And I know that if we will be obedient during this shaking that is going on right now, and if we will work and build the house of the Lord by the power of his Holy Spirit, he said, "I will fill this house with glory. And it will be a manifestation of my glory that you have never seen before." And then it says, "In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, No. And then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. And then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you consider from this day and upward, from the four stone that was laid upon the stone in the temple of the Lord, since these days were when one came into a heap of 20 measures, and there were but 10, but one came to the press vat for to draw out 50 vessels of the press, there were but 20. Then he says, I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you turned not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. So here we see start happening, but he's still saying, consider it. He says, is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, and yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth. From this day I will bless you. And again the word of the Lord came again, and the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathens. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one of them by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee a signet, for I have chosen thee, the Lord of hosts. And so, as you can see here, in the word of the Lord to do, and if we will stay faithful in his word, then, and obey him, and especially what he said in verse 13, what he's saying is, don't have anything to do with that which is dead in your life. He's like, get it out of your life. Don't have anything, you know, unholiness is infectious. And God is looking for people who will be holy. Holiness is not infectious, but unholiness is infectious. And he talks about that several times. But yet he gives the promise that, and so the people were encouraged. They did the work of the Lord. He gives the promise, and he says, I will make you as a signet. He said, because I have chosen you. And so, you know, I pray today that the word of the Lord, I pray that it has blessed you. I pray that you are very encouraged and know that God has a plan for you. He has a plan for me right now. And we're going to keep moving forward in the things of God. We're going to build the house of the Lord. And we're going to stay faithful. Amen. And so the anointing of God is present. I know the anointing of God has been destroying yokes of bondage and lifting burdens. And I want you to just be encouraged. You know, it's time to practice what you have been taught all these years. It's time to put into practice, to put into use the things that God has spoken to you. And so let the shaking come. You know, the shaking is on. It's happening. But you know what? God is, he's rejoicing over us. And he's rejoicing over us with gladness. That's what his word says. And so keep being faithful. And just know, okay, just know that today that the Lord has made, this is day. And so it's time for us to make a change. And, you know, God, again, God is just so faithful. And I'm so blessed to be able to come to you and to encourage you with the word of God, to share with you what the Lord is saying. And, you know, and I just want you to know that we're going to get through this. We are going to get through this, and we are going to see the greatest things. We're going to do great and mighty exploits. We're going to see what we've never seen before and hear what we've never heard before. And it's about the good, too. It's not just about the bad, you know, the things that are happening that are so chaotic and the world right now. It's about the goodness of God. So stay connected to Him right now. Stay, do the work of the Lord. Take care of your temple. Take care of your heart. Live a repentant life. Be quick to repent. Be quick to change. Don't be prideful when the Lord shows you things, whether He shows you things through speaking to you. Sometimes we don't have the ears to hear or to listen to what He's saying to us personally, but maybe a leader would tell you, maybe a best friend would tell you, or maybe you'll see something, a billboard or a sign or just anything that will indicate to you something in your life that you need to change. Let's build the house of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit and see His word manifest, that the glory of God's going to be so much greater than what it has been. So I love each and every one of you. We had an amazing time in Hillsboro last week. God moved so powerfully. Thank you for your prayers. And I'll be heading out to Minnesota in August in just about 3 weeks. I'll be going there in to an area called St. Cloud. And so I'm so honored and blessed to be the speaker for the Friday night service and for also 3 services on Saturday. So again, keep me in your prayers. And again, I know God's just going to move so powerfully. And, you know, I just want to keep being obedient to the Lord, and I know you do too. And I'm so excited about this word. You know, this has been a favorite scripture of mine, scripture text in Haggai for years and years and years. I've preached out of it, but now it's like it's so prophetic. It's so for this time and for this moment. And here we are even in the, you know, 7th month. And so, so just to do whatever He wants to do, trust Him. This isn't a time to retreat and to draw back. It's a time to get out there and to walk on the water. It's a time to practice what you've been taught all these years, because God has anointed you for such a time. You were created to be in the world at this time. Amen. So don't fear. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Trust Him with everything that is in you. And believe Him at His word. Stay in the word of God, because it's your very life and spirit. So, you know what? I love you, and I just appreciate each one of y'all, and I've got some really exciting news to share with you in the weeks to come. And it's such a blessing. It's the time. It is the time for dreams and visions to manifest and to come forth. And so continue to just trust in the Lord. And I just want to pray to have struggled with coronavirus or with the COVID-19. And also I want to lift up a precious dear couple that I've known since the late 80s. And their names are Jimmy and Becky Pierce. They are both in the hospital right now with this horrible disease. And so just be in agreement with me for them. And then I'm going to pray for everyone as well. So, Father, we just come to you right now through the blood of the Lamb of Jesus. And, Father, thank you that we can enter boldly into your throne room to obtain mercy and help in a time of need. And, Father, we come together collectively as the body of Christ from all over the world right now. And, Father, we come into agreement with your word for Jimmy and Becky Pierce right now, that they are the healed of the Lord. Father, we thank you for seeing them through this season and this moment in their life that is so chaotic. And Father, we speak life into their lungs, into their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. We curse the COVID-19. We curse it at the roots right now, and we tell it to die in their body. Father, I release the blood of Jesus to just infiltrate throughout their body right now, eradicating this terrible disease out of their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, for all these years, Father, they have been faithful to serve you, faithful to go wherever you would have them to go, faithful to be an example of just one who ministers in the kingdom. Father, just the example that they have always been to the body of Christ. Father, I send and release angels to go forth right now, and I release them to, excuse me, to move on their behalf right now. I release ministering angels to minister to their body, soul, and spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are moving so powerfully in their midst. Father, do what only you can do. Father, thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding surrounding them as the mountains surround Jerusalem. Father, thank you that you are moving on their behalf. And Father, every person that is struggling with coronavirus right now, with COVID-19, Father, we curse at the roots right now in their lives in the name of Jesus, and we release healing into their bodies right now to manifest. We tell the lungs to clear up, even the fever to go, for pain to go, for we release breath into their lungs. Father, we thank you for clearing out their lungs, for the blood of Jesus eradicating their lungs right now. Father, thank you that you are the greater one in them. You are greater than he who is in this world, the enemy. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for a good report to every person. And, Father, comfort those who have lost family members during this time, for whatever reason it might be. Father, comfort them by the power of your Holy Spirit. And Father, just move in their midst. Father, we just thank you for comforting family members right now. And Father, we just know, Lord God, you're so faithful. And sweet Holy Spirit of the living God, just do what only you can do and always do. And Father, we just praise you. We give you the glory and honor. And Father, we just, in the midst of it all, we rejoice because you are not just our God. You are our Heavenly Father. And your plans are so good. They're great. They're amazing. They're marvelous. They're wonderful. And we choose to keep our eyes upon you. Now, Father, be with my radio family. Father, bless them. Minister to them. And we just, again, give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you. Join back with me next week on July the 29th at 11 o'clock. And it will be an hour program. Amen. And live a life of thanksgiving and prayer. And manifest his glory wherever you go. Okay. Until next week, I love you. Be blessed. Bye-bye.